afternoon. This is Steve Schenck with Fearless Radio, the second hour, on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. Glad to have you aboard. Those of you that missed the first part, you missed a treat to a little bit of insanity, but that's okay. I'm sure that we'll get around to it sooner or later. And what we talked about was the vanishing bee and how it affects food supplies and what we need to do. We have control of our destiny. You know, I've been thinking about the fact that you get a stack of self-help books, you know, Think and Grow Rich and The Magic of Believing, some of the old ones and some of the more recent ones by Dye and some of those folks. They all say one thing. There's nothing that you can't achieve if you decide to achieve it. There's nothing that you can't accomplish. And you know, there's an old saying that we used to use in some of the lectures we did when we did seminars. It's absolutely remarkable what a human being can accomplish. It's exciting what a person can achieve. But what's often disappointing is what they choose to accomplish. There are different ways of saying that, but there are no problems that there aren't solutions to, guys. And the reason that the task force is trying to get the message to you, as we are, is that we believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that when the Savior made the statement that if ye have faith even as a grain of mustard seed, that you could say to that mountain, get thee hence, and it would be moved. The message is very simple. If we can believe. You know, I believe Napoleon Hill is the one that said it. And don't curse at me if I got the quotation wrong or the source of it. But what the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And you know, that goes for every single one of us. That goes for our ability to look at the situations that we're being faced with. We've got a whole lot of people in the Patriot movement, in the Constitutionalist movement, in the Freedom movement, a whole lot of those people right now are pointing out just a huge number of problems that are facing the average family, the average individual in our country. They're political, they're emotional, they're physical, they're spiritual, they're mental. All of the we're having an onslaught of challenges. Well, if we meet those challenges with the belief that there is always an answer, there is always a solution. Because you see, remember this phrase, if you have the solution, there is no problem. And that's what the task force is here about. That's what Fearless Radio is about. To share not just a perspective on the problems that we're facing, to put them in line with how we can deal with them, but to propose and to share answers and solutions to those problems that we may in fact be fearless. That's a wonderful experience, to have our minds completely free of fear, of anxiety, of guilt over what we could have done, should have done, would have done. That's what we'll be talking about this second hour. And I understand that we have Jim Phillips on the line, and this is going to be absolutely delightful. See you on the other side of this break.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Analysis from from the scientists, it comes out like this. For example, Florida, which is has about 200,000 of the country's 2 million commercial beehives, may have lost 30 to 40% of these hives to CCD, which is colony collapse disorder, by the way, within the last 6 months, said Jerry Hayes, the Florida Department of Agriculture chief beekeeper. there's a name down here for that. And state expert on CDC. Okay. Without the bee population, the U.S. would lose billions in crops. Okay, this is a scientist's way of saying, you're going to starve, buddy. And they don't put things out that way. So as a result, and one of the comments in one of the articles was, well, if this were cattle or if it were chickens that were dying off this fast, we would have not just a stupid Senate resolution to have a postage stamp, but we'd have billions of dollars put into trying to figure out what was killing off the primary protein source in the country. Here we have something that's even more significant than if all the stinking cattle died in the country, more significant because we could live with vegetables. There are vegetarians that are a lot more healthy than most of the meat eaters in the country, but the fact is we could live as long as those little buggers keep pollinating those vegetables and fruits and all of the stuff that we eat other than meat. But isn't it interesting where the emphasis is on the wrong syllable? It's a very serious issue, and the way that you handle it for you is you get on the phone and you get yourself set up to get information on how to put in a supply of food, and you want to get the most of the very best for the least. Get a hold of the task force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is the one that handles food on this, 800-409-5633. You've got to think. Then you've got to decide. Then you've got to act. And that's the way you prevent yourself from becoming a victim. Jim, are you there? I thought we had Jim Phillips on. What's going on?
Well, I'm here. Well,
there you are. Okay. Glad to have you aboard.
It's good to be here.
You finally made it to some place where you had reception, huh?
Well, yeah, temporarily I do, so we can take a pause and visit for a little while.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I was covering. As you can tell by the commentary here just before I brought you up, I was talking about the bee situation.
That's right. That's not only is that curious, but that's extremely disturbing because of the long-term ramifications that happen as we lose bees.
Yeah. Well, what I was trying to tell the folks is we have become a society of a victim mentality where we just allow things to happen and we say, oh, woe is me, it's gonna happen, there's nothing we can do about it. But here at the task force with your emergency information and the foodstuffs that we encourage people to get, and then the debt-free strategies that you and I are both working with, and then encouraging people to get healthy, our whole message here, every time we turn around, is there is always a solution, there is always an answer, and yes, you can do something about it. You can take back your liberty.
But, yeah, but you need to start now rather than wait until it's too late. It's like I talk about this analogy of staying in control of things, being a pilot, and you're always kind of aware of the fact that you have to watch out your fuel and when you can make it to your next refueling stop. And if you started getting really low on fuel and the daylight is going away, you're going to be looking for a place to land before that propeller stops going around out front, because once it stops, you will be landing no matter where it is. You're going to come down. You want to take control while you have power, because that allows you to maybe go to another field or another landing spot if you're making kind of an emergency landing. If it looks bad when you get close, you pull up and you go around and find another one. But once it is stopped going around, you're going to put it down, whether it's good conditions or bad conditions. So the idea is take control before things are just broken beyond your ability to, affect them somehow. So
yeah.
Get prepared now. Don't wait.
Yeah, and I think that there's a tendency when people see something that's frightening to them, I think there's a strong tendency to put it off and try and pretend it isn't there, try and not see it because it scares them. And usually the reason that scares is the things scare people is that they don't have an answer.
That's right.
They don't have a solution. Like if you told me tomorrow that the weather report says that we're going to all of a sudden have that cold wave come and we're going to have one continual winter. We won't even have a summer this year. And there will be times when you won't be able to heat your house because the power will be out and things like that. And I didn't have a concept of cold weather clothing. It would scare me, and I think it would scare most people. And when they don't know what to do, the first thing that most people do is rather than go and find a solution to a problem that might be, they try and find all of the reasons why it's less probable that it will actually happen.
Yeah, it probably won't happen. Of course, you know what my attitude is about that winter you just described. I'm like, hey, tell me where it's going to be the coldest and the snowiest so I can go be there.
I know. Yeah, but
I'm really disappointed that I'm going up to upstate New York here in about a week and a half, right in the area where they had some of these tremendous snowstorms. I'll be doing some classes up there. And, darn, I was disappointed I wasn't there in the heart of it. I would have loved to have been snowed in for a couple of weeks. Of course, I would have slowed down my ability to work on some things, but what a better way to get taken out of your work for a little while. You just snowed in and don't have any power, no phone lines. I could have had a real vacation.
Folks, this is why I absolutely adore Jim Phillips. He takes every snotty situation you can imagine, and he can come up with something where he says, oh, man, let me at that. I want to be there. I've got the stuff to handle this. And he does. He does. And that's what I'm talking about, being fearless. When you literally can turn all of these circumstances. Sure, we ain't going to have crops as a result of the bees. We're not going to have crops as a result of the fuel. The farmer's not planting. The poisoning of the crops we do have. The genetically altered stuff. The imports from third world countries, all of this, we're going to have a shortage of food. There's no doubt about it. But the only way that you can smile and say, let me at it, is if you've got a good, solid supply of not just a year, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever you deem necessary, then you truly can be fearless, and you can turn what everyone else will call a disaster into an adventure. That's what Jim Phillips is all about, and I love him for it.
That's the way it is supposed to be, but you do have to take responsibility, and a part of that responsibility is facing up to those realities and doing whatever it takes. You don't say, well, I'll try, or I might do something. It's like, well, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You just step out and do it.
If you've done the research and know that it's going to take a 3-year supply of food, but you look at your pocketbook and you look at your credit cards and you say, well, I can afford one now, so I will do just one. What's that mean? It means that you're going to be short about two. And it's kind of like the old thing of standing in a phone booth all day long with 24 cents. The fact is that you do whatever it takes. One of the things, those of you that have web access, you might want to do is you might want to get up on efoodsdirect.com, and there are some lectures up there. One of them is called If We Only Had 10 Days. It's an audio. You can listen to it on your computer. It's about 23 minutes long, and it poses the issue that if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt we only had 10 days, you would do things completely differently than what you're choosing to do things now. You would not put in your supply of food based on what you could afford. You would find a way to put it in.
Yeah, get that big screen TV up on eBay and sell that Hummer.
Yeah, sell that Hummer. Yeah, you can't chew on a TV. And looks like we got another break coming up here. Let's go through that, and we'll be back with Jim Phillips on the other side of this. Jim, I got something I got to read to you when we get back.
Right.
Hey. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. 0727.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio with Steve Shank and Jim Phillips. Jim, before the break, I told you I had something that I wanted to read to you. I had spent the first hour in a tirade about the bee situation and about the fact that it is the most threatening issue to food and the survival of our families that we have right now going on. And one of the things that I was talking to folks about was the importance of us stopping our being victims, stopping our dependency and allowing our leaders to do everything for us and assume that they're going to take care of us. And one of the interesting paragraphs in an article that I read on the bees, and I've told you folks, now folks, listen, I'm serious. I am going to have this put together in just a little printed form. It's going to probably be 8.5 by 11. It will have some commentary about what I talked about on the radio with regard to bees, and then we're going to have this statement about the United States Senate and how they take care of us so well, printed probably in Gothic on that thing. And if you call in at 800-409-5633 when you're checking to find out about getting your lousy food in, we will send one of these out with every single shipment of food that you guys order just so you can put it on your desk and be reminded that you are the captain of your soul. You are the master of your destiny, not the Senate of the United States. And here's the statement, Jim. After all of this thing about bees, the U.S. Senate has passed a resolution to protect pollinators. It has designated June 24th through the 30th as National Pollinator Week. That month, the U.S. Postal Service will release a pollination stamp series. Now, this is your Senate in action. This is almost as useful as passing a non-binding resolution about getting the heck out of war overseas.
Yeah, interesting.
They're passing a resolution to set aside a week as National Pollinator Week. And the Postal Service is finding another way to charge us 39 cents a stamp. This is what our leaders are doing about the most threatening issue we have had in the history of this country to the survival of its population. And these jackasses pass a resolution to set a week aside for pollinators. Now, what the heck is that about?
You're not like... concerned about this, are you, or upset or anything? I'm just wondering here. You're kind of mellow.
Oh, hell no. Not me. I'm not excited about that.
Sorry. Well, we may have to learn how to get out our little paintbrushes and go around from flower to flower and pollinate these things if we don't have the bees, because that's what they do. They're extremely important to food production and to flower production and fruit production, all of those things. And they do that job automatically, and we don't even pay much attention to it. It just happens. If the bees go away, we have a major, huge problem.
Yeah, we do. And the thing is, what's threatening them are these little parasitic mites that get into the hives.
Right.
And also the Africanized bees. And also this colony collapse disorder. Which I haven't seen any definitive explanation as what creates it, but they think that it's related to the immune system of the bees being compromised, and the pesticides, of course, are supposed to be bee friendly, but so is our food supposed to be people friendly? Yet we have monosodium glutamate. We have fluoride. We have all of the additives, preservatives, and all of the things that our good old FDA watchdogs have approved that are killing people. Then how on earth do we expect something as insignificant as the importance of protecting the bees from the various pesticide elements? How is that going to possibly be as significant is protecting the health and welfare of our population, which is being destroyed totally.
Right.
Call
well,
me
the challenge is,
if you will.
some of these, effects, when we think things are safe, some of them take years to accumulate. And, of course, that could be one of the things that's happened with the bees. Some of these
right.
very friendly things, after 10 or 15 years of accumulation, they're no longer friendly. Just
well, and the fact is that all the research now is concluding that anything emotional, chemical, physical, all sorts of effects literally go in and rewrite the DNA.
Yep.
And so if these little critters are having their immune system affected, it could be affected in just their inability to respond appropriately to detoxifying. It
yeah,
sounds
that's
like
same problem in people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it sounds like we got a break coming up. Let's come back together on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. In our last half hour of wild and woolly patriotism, I guess. I don't know what it is. Jim Phillips is with me. I'm Steve Shank. And, Jim, you know, you asked me earlier whether I had any strong feelings about the B thing and about the Congress and all that. I really do, because it is so, we've got so many things coming at us in so many ways, and it's frustrating. I think that a lot of families are in overload. There's so much stuff that they almost don't deal with it because there are too many different variables to handle. What do you think?
Well, I think that is true. And what you said earlier about people wanting to ignore some of the problems or some of the symptoms of what's going on, it's just because my plate's already full, I'm already busy, I'm already struggling with my finances, and, you know, and I got this lifestyle with all the kids and activities and things. And not that any one of those things are necessarily bad, but you get into overload, and then you want to tell people, well, you know, you got to deal with the B issue, you've got to deal with food, you got to deal with those things. And some people just decide they would rather eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow we die. Yeah. And literally, I've had some people tell me that. So, look, I just can't deal with this. It's too much. I'm just going to enjoy life while I can. And if these bad things happen, then, oh, well, I just die. Of course, yeah. When you get into the throes of now, there you are starving to death. There you are going through these things. It might be okay for you, but you're going to watch your kids. You're going to watch your grandkids. I mean, that's not a good choice. It's easy to say right now, but when you get right down to it, you will be hating the decision. You've got to take control now. Make a choice whether you're going to live or die. And if you choose to, if somebody says, no, I'd just rather die. If you really mean that, then okay, that's your agency to make such a choice. Go ahead. But if you look around and say, no, I'd rather not do that, and I think I have a mission, and I think I have a family, and I have a calling and things to do, then you've got to get busy now. And you can't wait around and hope that somebody solves the problem. You know, if it goes away, fine. All the work that I was doing prior to Y2K, whatever anybody thinks about it or it doesn't make any difference, I was not involved in talking about Y2K. It's just preparedness. And I just told people, if Y2K and the threat of what might happen get you excited about getting prepared, go do it, because you'll be prepared for the next time. If it doesn't happen, fine. Now you have stuff for the next hurricane, tornado, earthquake, or whatever. But, you know, just get prepared now and stay prepared and keep preparing. It's a process. I'm not done. I've been working at this thing for decades, and I'm not finished. I won't be finished until I'm really finished with this life, and then I don't have to do the physical preparation. Hopefully we've taken care of the spiritual side, so it's not an issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make a decision and go with it.
Well, and, you know, the main thing that we're dealing with is, and you gotta realize what people are faced with. There's so much information, misinformation, misdirection. I was talking earlier about the fact that every propaganda system always is based on distraction. Look over here while we do something over here that we don't want you to look at.
That's right.
And, you know, we made comment in the first hour about the most ideal, perfect example of that was with President Clinton having one hand on his zipper and the other hand on the top secret folder he was passing to the Chinese with our missile technology in it.
Yeah.
And everybody was watching the zipper.
That's right.
And it's the same way with the war right now. We've got problems right here. We've got people in Louisiana that still aren't dug out from that mess. We've got so much rebuilding, it's unbelievable, that needs to be done by the supposed relief organizations. And where are we spending billions of dollars? Overseas, getting our people killed off, exposed to radiation, and I have yet to have anybody tell me why in the heck we're over there wasting our military talent and our people that should be truly protecting the country and down there helping us rebuild this country. Think of this. If we had 20, 30, 50,000 of our military people down there spending their efforts on rebuilding the storm area, how long would it take? How long would it take if they spent half the money they wasted on blowing things up over there for who knows why on our own? If we can't, why in the heck aren't we taking care of our own? And then you get me into all of the stuff that you see on the media about these movie stars that go overseas and adopt kids from Africa or someplace else. Damn it. Doggone it. Sorry, you Christians, but dadgummit. Here's the deal. We've got kids in this country that need homes. Let's take care of our own kids first before we go over and fight with some foreign country to take some kid. Those kids need homes too, I agree. But why can't we take care of Americans first? Americans take care of Americans. And that's all I've got to say about that. That comment. Jim?
Yes.
The honeybee situation is serious. And we've got to get across to people movement. One of the things that we talked about in a lot of the lectures that I've done in the past, the things that people hate more than anything else to do is, number one, to think, number two, to decide, and number three, after they've done that, act. And, you know, oddly enough, as you look at the Christian principle of faith, faith is an action word. It's not a static word.
That's right.
You know, the best example I know of is the farmer that plants his crop. He plants his crop with the faith that he will get a crop. You know, he plants his seeds with the faith that he will get a crop. If he didn't have the faith that he'd get a crop, he wouldn't plant his seeds. But he had to take an action.
And he continues to take action all along the way because he must do his part to water, cultivate, all those kinds of things. He continues in his faith by acting. And you're right, faith is an action word.
And so where do we go with this? You know, we do our best. You know, the first thing that folks have to have in order to be motivated is they have to have a reason. You know, we can look to the future and we can say, this could happen, this might happen, this will happen. And the fact is that a lot of people aren't able to plan even an hour ahead on what might happen, let alone plan for something that's unknown. When we have probably the best example that I know of, and I've used this several times, so those of you who are listening, hearing it again, just put it in a different perspective, maybe. The best example that I always have to chuckle at is when we've got one of these big old storms out developing over the ocean. We have about a 2-week notice on it. They tell that it's developing, and then they start guessing where it might hit landfall. And so we have days and sometimes even weeks before it actually hits. And the people in those storm areas know that there's a high probability it could be them, but then again, it could pass them. But when do the people stand in the huge, long, 3- and 4-block lines in front of 7-Eleven to buy their water, milk, and bread? It's 24 hours before the storm actually hits landfall.
Yep, the day before. Here's the thing about people taking action, and I believe this is just a human principle, if you will. People do not act on what they know. People do not act on the knowledge that they have. People act on what they feel about what they know. And it is about getting that passion, if you will. It is about getting the feeling. Now, passion doesn't mean panic. It doesn't mean fear. It doesn't mean any of those things. Passion is a conviction based on having made a choice, having made a decision about what you're going to do, and then having that conviction that you're going to back up with the action that simply says, I will do whatever it takes because I've decided I do want to be prepared. I do want to live. I do want to take care of my family. I do want to be a part of the solution and not be one of the victims who's a part of the problem. And then you go and act. And if you don't know how to act, you find out how to take action. You know, that's what I've been involved in for years, and that's what you're doing, is wanting to educate people. We do spend part of our time, in fact, sometimes a lot of our time, educating people, giving them an understanding of some of these things, but it's really about helping them get a feeling about it so that they will, in fact, act. Otherwise, it's just so much note-taking, and gee whiz, you know, it's all very interesting. Look what's going to happen, and on to the next thing.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that, as you were saying, another way of putting it is people do not do what they should do or what they logically must do. They do what they feel like doing.
That's right. And the problem is that some people, as they look at it and they logic these things out, they say, I don't have a solution, I don't have an answer, so my feeling is going to be I'm going to ignore it because it's too frightening. And, you know, I agree. I don't like to be frightened about things. Of course, my approach to becoming unfrightened is to take a look at what it is that worries me, concerns me, scares me, and say, all right, what is the solution other than just trying to ignore it? What's the solution? What's the answer? And go fix it so these things are no longer frightening. I can't fix the bee problem. That's not my specialty. That's not my knowledge base. But what I can do is take that information and say, okay, there's a high probability that this may, in fact, impact my life, and I'm going to take control now so that I'm not standing in a breadline to get whatever it is that you might get. I'm going to take action now so that I'm, again, not a victim and not a part of the problem. I can just get out of the way and let those people who have chosen to not do anything about that, about it, let them use the system, whatever that system will do. So I'm really serving them by not taking away from, you know, those supplies that they may be trying to get.
Well, you
That's
know,
my approach.
One of the things that you said earlier in this conversation about the fact that you do whatever it takes. One of the conferences that I was in when I was working with some training. People doing training in some of the positive thinking groups and things like that. I was lecturing, but one of the other speakers made an interesting statement. He said, how long, you know, somebody asked him, how long should we keep on, you know, following this procedure of contacting people? It was a sales organization that we were working with training. How long should I keep on doing what you suggested? And he looked, he kind of got this quizzical look, and he said, until, you know, how long do you keep fighting? How long, how long do you keep working? How long do you keep learning? How long do you keep doing what it takes, as you put it? You do it until. And that's the reason that such a high percentage of the people in our country do not consider themselves successful, are not by the measurements that most people use to evaluate success, are not successful because they do it until it's no longer convenient. They put together their resources, their funds, and as much as they feel like they can afford. They work as much as they're willing to work. They stay at it as long as they are willing to stay at it. We have lost the old pioneer attitude that says, if I don't get it done, I ain't going to make it, so I'm going to do it until, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes until I accomplish it.
That's right. That is the answer.
And then we come back to the faith issue that is really, really very valuable. Now, excuse me, one of the things that I feel is extremely important that we do every time that you're on the program with me is your area of the task force is this immediate response, this immediate preparedness for emergencies. Those folks who are listening and taking us seriously, you aren't going to handle the bee thing right now. That's the food portion of the task force. But, folks, you need to pay attention to the next few remarks that Jim is going to make and go to his site, contact him on the phone, and get the knowledge and the information that you need from him. Talk a little bit about your portion of the task force, which is emergency preparation and immediate response.
In fact, before I forget, I'm going to be in upstate New York on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of March, and I'll be talking on the topic of cold weather and winter and making some of this clothing. And these presentations, these are all free. They're open to the public. Thursday night, Friday night, and then Saturday, there'll be a morning session, there'll be an afternoon session. The information on exactly where will be on my website in a couple of days. The calendar is going up, I think, Monday or Tuesday. But you could go to preparemyfamily.com, and if anybody's within driving distance and they'd like to come, you're welcome to come. That'll be the Thursday night, Friday night, and then all day Saturday, 15, 16, 17. Palmyra, New York is the area that I'll be in. And you can get that information off the website. And if you'd like to call and leave a message, and also get a little bit of information on the DVD giveaway that we have. You can call. It's 1-888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET, or 888-843-8737. And you'll learn some things about that. Well, I've just about finished that DVD. In fact, that's what I'm doing up here is we're mastering it. It'll go into production now, and we'll be able to start delivering those to people. It's $5.50 for a two-hour DVD that'll get you started in the whole system of things that we do. I want people to, get started and then keep going, and we'll help them every way that we possibly can.
Folks, if you haven't heard our conversation about the cold weather clothing and some of those things, I'm sure that for most of you, this is something you've never even thought of, the possibility that if the electricity goes out, your fan on your furnace won't run, your house will not be comfortable, it'll be very cold, the possibility of water running out. You need to get a hold of Jim because his portion of the task force is absolutely crucial to your preparedness and your freedom. We'll be back after this next break for our last segment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank. I've got Jim Phillips on with with me, my cohort in crime here. Jim, continue on a little bit with the preparedness thing. Folks, what has to happen, one of the least expensive and quickest thing you can start with immediately is the work that that Jim can help you with. So, Jim, if you'd give your phone number again, I'd encourage all of you to call in or get on the site and get in touch with Jim and pick up some of the educational material that he has available at almost no cost. It's crazy. Anyway, Jim, give that information again.
The website is preparemyfamily.com. That's www.preparemyfamily.com. And the toll-free number you can call is 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-843-8738. And I do travel around as people and both invite me, and usually the deal is if you'll cover my expenses, I'll go any place, and you can have me for a day or so, and we'll just teach. And that's why I'll be up in Palmyra, New York on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of this month. And we will actually be making in those little classes one of the clothing items, something simple and small, is because it won't be very expensive for people to do that, just a few dollars for materials. They'll walk out of there with the guts, if you will, the heart of the warmest mittens you have ever seen. They will take care of you better than anything else, and it'll cost, I don't know, $5 or $6 for people to make those things. But you'll learn the technique of working with the materials, and you'll also learn, you know, how and why these things work. I don't have time to do the full class because it takes me 16 hours, but we'll be doing in each one of those sessions, they'll be about 3 hours long. And we'll discuss as much as I can cram into 3 hours and help people go out of there with a little bit of that skill in their hands. Because if you know how to make this stuff, you don't have to be cold. That's the bottom line. You know, cold is an option. And I decided to opt out of freezing my hiney off years ago. It all started with my dad and things that we were doing. And you just got tired of being cold. Now, we were snowshoeing in the wilderness and places like that. Most people don't do that. But we have a whole bunch of people, tens of thousands of people this winter in areas of the Midwest and in areas of the upper New York and those areas. They were without power for weeks. I've got some pictures that are coming to me of some of these houses that collapsed under the weight of the snow. That's a serious problem. Winter happens, and sometimes it gets to be very, very severe. Be prepared for it so that you're not threatened by it. That's the whole message that I talk about in the cold weather as well as all these other areas. We do classes in water, you know. Okay, now you don't freeze to death, but you're only going to live, you know, 3 or 4 days without water, so you've got to take care of storing water. And then how do you purify it? How do you take water that's contaminated and turn it into safe water? Sanitation will get you sick in a hurry. So in the middle of all of this, you've got to be taking care of your sanitation issues early on, because you can have food, water, and warm clothing. And if you get a disease and die, you know, what's the point? These all fit together. That's why we teach them the way we do. And this DVD that we're going to be delivering here starting this next week to people gets you started in the entire system of what we do. It's actually the foundation set of training for that, and it'll be $5.50 for that beginning training.
Super good, Jim. Thanks so much. Folks, just to wrap this thing up, we have an issue. Food is important. It's the most important thing you can do. Call in, get in touch with the task force. We'll help you with it. 800-409-5633. And on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. But remember this. We're here to help.